as teachers, we tend to work in isolation all too often. I suggest that we work with others to establish what is working in intervention settings and then use that information to drive change in core instruction. Likewise, examine what strategies are working for one classroom in a content or grade level team, and then see how is that teacher using that strategy so effectively, and how can we make that work across an entire content area. So I've got four steps here that may help along these lines. I suggest one, set time aside to visit each other's classrooms and collect observational data of each other. Don't teach in isolation. Teach as a community. These observations are not meant to evaluate each other, but more to take information and really try to learn from each other what is the secret of each teacher's success. Then two, come to a consensus on what is needed to improve the entire team. Give a list of steps. What's our first one we want to attack? Which one did we see more often? Which one do we think is really working? And now that you've seen them all, which ones should we focus our attention to? So three is to set up a list of non-negotiables that the team will implement. What are the things that we must do in order to make our math classes work? Maybe it's explicit instruction, visuals, every student speaks every day, more interactions in the classroom. But set up that list of non-negotiables that your team wants to implement, and then develop a fidelity checklist to make sure everybody marked themselves off that they have done this. And in fact, if you have a teacher who may think, I don't know if I'm implementing it correctly, let teachers, again, go back and observe each other and cheer each other on with it. Again, not for evaluation, but in a cheerleading team-building approach. Number four, meet frequently and work collectively to continuously improve not just your school, but even your own craft. So, again, I don't think we do collaboration nearly enough. There might be some amazing teachers who we need to learn from who aren't math, and let them come and work with us. And at the same rights, maybe there are math people who can help others. By opening doors, not just within your content, but even outside your content, there's a lot of options we can do to help each other.